If you are into sustainability and cannabis, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Benjamin Douglas Ray, the creator and host of Sustainable Cannabis TV, a daily 30-minute interview show focused on sustainable practices within the cannabis industry. Sustainable Cannabis TV is designed to give listeners in-depth insights, knowledge, and stories of industry professionals who are positive impacting the world and making a difference. This show is brought to you by my line of organic hemp CBD products called 8 Saints Brand. THC-free creams, balms, and tinctures to ease joint pain, reduce anxiety, and help you sleep better. Check them out at 8saintsbrand.com.
It's Benjamin Douglas Ray with another edition of Sustainable Cannabis TV. How is everyone today? You know, my guest had to reschedule last minute here, so just me today. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask those and I'll answer anything today. What I wanted to talk about was sustainability and how it's not a fad anymore. You know, growing up here in Colorado, I was taught to pick up my trash, to kind of be eco, to think about things. My parents were into solar, but it's always kind of felt like it's on the fringe a little bit. And as this last year has evolved, I'm starting to see some major movements in terms of sustainability into the mainstream. Yesterday, Asa and I talked about that, about mainstream versus, you know, the rest of us. And I think that those of you watching this show and people who are into sustainability and eco design and, really caring about the future are still in the minority. But that doesn't mean that it has to be that way. And I'll talk a bit about that in a little bit here. So how do you get involved? Well, that's a question that I've received over the past couple of weeks through DMs is, how do I get involved? And when I look back to, the past year at Tread Global, we were talking about sustainability, reducing packaging waste, kind of as just something that we talked about, that we strove for in our designs. And with Health Canada talking about sustainability, now Mexico, a mandate with sustainability in cannabis packaging, the definition kind of is up in the air, but sustainability is a mandate. So cannabis packaging, child resistant and sustainable. But what does sustainable mean? Does that mean that it's for the package itself? Does it mean it's for the company? Does it mean the executives that are involved, employee programs, mandates, whatever that is? And what I'm finding out is that it's all those things. And so if you'd like to get involved, there's an easy way to do it. It's not like a startup where you may need to raise money. You may say, I need a lot of partners. You can do it on your own. And I realized that over this past year. So the 1st of November, we had our meetup where we had about 25 people on a Zoom call. And we started talking about sustainability and how to reduce packaging waste. And that's grown into this today. So my intent was to really just get the conversation going. And since then, it's rapidly snowballed into, I wouldn't say a movement, but I would say there are a lot more people interested in this and who care about the future and want to do something about it now, right now. So what can you do? You can get involved. You can start talking to people. You can start doing the things that you need to be doing, recycling, looking at labels, buying mono materials in your packaging, like I talked about on the first of the year. So there is a lot that you can do. But I also have heard people say, yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I do because I'm just one small person doing one small thing. But think about that. One small piece of paper, if everybody in the world had one piece of paper that they didn't throw away, then that would be, 7 billion pieces of paper that we would not, that would not end up, in the gutters or landfills or whatever that is. So think about it that way, as opposed to thinking what I can't do or it won't affect anything. Think about what I can do. What can I do today? And if you do work within a company, you don't need to wait for leadership to do it. In a conversation yesterday, in a post that I did yesterday, it was really about whose responsibility is it? Who makes the green initiative? Is it top down? Is it customers? Is it mandates? Is it regulations? And it's all those things. It's everything. And that's really what I'm finding more and more, is that no matter where people are and what they are concerned with, everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. Now, I've got some comments here. Thanks for reaching in here. So this one's from Robert. Jars can be reused. Absolutely can be reused. And starting to see a lot of places where you can take your jar in, like the old milk cartons that people used to use. And I would love to have that in cannabis. We're going to have retail and manufacturing together under the one license to be able to do that. Much like we saw in craft beer, you know, you can get a crowler or a growler. You can take that in and get it refilled up. And obviously you can with kegs, but we can't do that yet in cannabis. But that's going to be a big step in terms of reusability, is working on the with the regulators to combine those licenses. Here's another question here from Stephen. How to reach your sustainability goals by using tax dollars? You know, that's great. And we haven't talked a lot about that. So if you have any questions, reach out to Steve here. His email here, steve@fossandco. Thanks for that, Steve. So there are a lot of ways to get involved. And, you know, I was thinking when we first did that meetup, you know, a lot of little people, a lot of people in a lot of different areas had big goals, but they didn't know what to do. And now what I'm starting to see is people are starting to talk. They're starting to have the conversation. They're starting to communicate, to cooperate, to not be as closed vest, because all along the supply chain, everything matters. So if you have one group that won't play, well, it's not going to work out for the whole supply chain. And so when you want to get involved as a company, first of all, understand who your partners are, be transparent about it, and work toward common goals. You can all have a piece of the pie, whatever that is in sustainability, all the way from, you know, packaging, manufacturing, to transportation, to the product, to consumers, to the end, and all the way around again. It can work. It's going to take a lot of work, but that can happen. And I would say if you are a CEO of a company, as we talked about numerous times on this show, corporate social responsibility means you have to incorporate sustainability into your five-year plan. There's no reason why you wouldn't do that. It doesn't necessarily cost any more. It doesn't cost more to start small, but whatever you do, you need to talk about that. So I'm challenging CEOs, specifically of cannabis companies here, to get involved and do what's right. By right, I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying it doesn't take a lot of effort to do things that are going to help the environment. And it also adds to your bottom line. And think about that you don't need funding for it. You don't need assistance. You just need to declare that you're going to do it. And that's a big part of this, is declaring that you are going to be more sustainable. Picking up trash, recycling, you know, working on reducing cost of goods sold, buying locally. All those things contribute to this. And I am really encouraged by all of you who have commented, not just on this show, but the comments that have come into me, one, for encouragement. So thank you for bringing this to light. Secondly, just in the post that I put up, where we have really meaningful dialogue. And there are a lot of different people commenting on those. And oftentimes there is dissension in there or healthy debate. But what we can all do is learn from that. And I'm learning a tremendous amount from the comments on the posts that go up every day regarding sustainability, specifically in packaging, now in green, how we can get more green, more sustainable, more eco without it being a fad. And my position here is it's absolutely not a fad, where, you know, beginning of this year, I kind of thought that it was, just like solar, like so many other things that come and go, but the mainstream doesn't get behind them. But this year, we will see a tremendous amount of movement coming from CEOs, coming from management teams, coming from big corporations that actually can make a difference. We're going to see tremendous growth in here. So how do you get involved? Just declare you're going to get involved publicly online. You know, there's public accountability, which is an amazing way to keep you in check and just say, I believe in this. I'm going to do it. Much like on this show, I committed to doing 90 of these shows. And fortunately, I've got people lined up through March now, some incredibly talented people with great experience and great information. And I think it's only going to grow. So if you want to be on this show, send me a DM and I'll get you scheduled in. But what I'm trying to do is spread the word get conversations going. And that's my contribution, is to get the conversation going. That's what it always was about. And the more that I can talk about it, the more that people can talk about it, then it's only going to grow. And then by this time next year, my prediction is that we will have way more initiatives started on the way to 2025. If you saw the show the first of the year, that's when a lot of companies are committing to doing things by 2025, reducing plastics, being carbon neutral. So we've got a lot of great commitments from a lot of big companies in the next couple of years. And the thing about these big corporations, what they can do is they've got such buying power and they can leverage MOQs a lot so that the cost can come down. And that cost is not just passed on to us as a consumer, because I know majority of mainstream won't pay more for sustainable packaging or things sustainable. Not yet. So it has to be disruptive. So I've got a comment here. As a physician, CEO, Global Health Hygiene Solutions, been in that since 2014, use EMR using little paper, uplifting health. Neil, that's a good comment there. So here's the email in here and your phone number here, 508-444-2324. That's a great thing. Electronic medical records. That reduced tons of paper. I don't even know how much paper, but that reduced tons of paper. So perhaps you could put some statistics on there about the benefits of switching over to electronic medical records. One here from Robert, less regulation and less tax, more energy can be directed to sustainability. Yep, that's true. When we see it as a trade-off, less of this equals more of this. And that is all true. You know, less packaging means less packaging waste. And so what I'm really trying to do is get people to think innovatively so that we can keep what we have, so we don't have to lose some things, because that's a hard thing when you're trying to convince somebody to lose something to gain something else. I maintain that you absolutely have to be innovative and slash prices, however we need to do that, through tax cuts, through incentives, whatever that is, less regulation, sometimes more regulation, whatever that is, we need to slash cuts and be more innovative all the way down the supply chain. We've got another comment here from Peter. Good stuff, encouraging smarter, more humane business and teaching the hows of greater social consequences. Right on. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate that. You know, that's what we all need to do. We need to talk. We need to, and I don't want to say evangelize, because I don't want it to be preachy or anything. I'm just saying do your part. And talk to people, get the conversations going. And that's what I'm encouraged about, more and more so. And this show is just growing more than I had thought that it would. And the only goal here really is to spread the word. So I encourage all of you to come onto the show 10 o'clock every day, every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and get in the conversation. Absolutely get in the conversation. I answer everyone's comments. And I'm happy to talk to any of you if you want to be on this show. So that concludes the show today. If there aren't any more questions, we'll have our next guest lined up tomorrow. And this show is brought to you by LinkedIn for Leaders and 8 Saints Organic Brand CBD. This show exists with sponsors. So thanks to all of you. And I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.